The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, it gives me absolute pleasure to say that John Cooper Clarke, the legendary poet, the godfather of punk poetry, is my guest on the Hard Shoulder bookshelf this week. So, John, what's your favourite book? What book are you going to place up in the book?
I'm a very old man and I have many favourites. It's an impossible task for me to do this. So usually when I answer that question, it's usually a very recent book. But
okay.
A lot of books I've read, but read and reread and reread. Billy Liar by Keith Waterhouse, for instance. Heart of Darkness by Joseph Conrad. Against Nature by J.K. Huisman. Museum Without Walls by Jonathan Meads. But most recently, the one that's really got me going was The Wild Bunch, about the making of the movie, The Wild Bunch. Written by M.K. Stratton. And I couldn't wait to finish the book so I could watch the movie for the thousandth time. You know, I love that movie. I love all the films that Sam Peckinpah made, but particularly that one. And I read a book about movies are my life, you know, and if I read a book about movies, I don't want to know any technical details, but this is just about the utter hardship that those guys went through to deliver a film of that quality, you know, because they were nowhere near Hollywood. They were in the wilds of Mexico, you know, a badass town. It hadn't changed since the days of Billy the Kid. You know, and everybody got ill. They had to fly medicine in from the States by plane. And so everything was costing, you know, a bomb. And the producers were on his neck, you know, we can't spend any more money on this picture, you know. And everybody suffered like you wouldn't believe. To produce this fantastic film, but just the digressions in it are sensational. If you think about who was in that film, all your favourite people are in it. William Holden, Robert Ryan, Ernest Borgnine, Warren Oates.
Mm.
Do you know what I'm saying? And that's just scratching the surface. Ben Johnson, all the great cowboy actors and, you know, genuine wranglers. And you know, it was a sticker for getting his way, Sam Peckinpah. You know, it wasn't a democracy.
No.
But he himself suffered alongside everybody else. Nobody was living in no star treatment.
Mm.
They were in this Pueblo town.
And when you went back and watched it for the thousandth time after reading the book.
I got so much more out of it.
Yeah, I was going to ask.
Yes. He pointed out things that I'd missed, you know, and I don't miss a lot, you know. In movies, you know, because I'm in there for the details. But the great thing about it is he handles it like it's a cowboy movie, but you get constant reminders that this is actually just before the First World War. You know, you've got all this gunplay going on and bank robberies, real old school Cole Younger and the James Brothers kind of stuff. And then suddenly a biplane turns up.
Yeah.
And it's full of these little reminders, but the first one is really subtle. It's Ernest Borgnine inspecting. He's got a holster on, you know, like, you know, proper cowboy holster and that. And he pulls this gun out and you can see it's... It's a magazine-loaded or semi-automatic pistol of the kind you see in films noir.
Mm.
But he can't get over the fact that it shoots more than six bullets, you know.
Yeah.
But the look of delight on Ernest Borgnine, you know, he can't wait to kill somebody.
Ah, great. So that is what that called, The Wild Bunch?
The Wild Bunch, yeah.
By M.K. Stratton.
M.K. Stratton, yeah.
We always, because as you said right at the outset, it is very hard to pick one book, so we always allow honorary mention of something else. Is there anything else you'd like to...
Oh, well, I think Museum Without Walls.
Museum Without Walls.
Jonathan Meads.
Perfect. Great. Honourable mention for... What are you reading at the moment?
I've just finished reading Erotic Vagrancy by Roger Lewis.
Right, okay.
About Richard Burton and the tempestuous double marriage of Elizabeth Taylor and Richard Burton.
Wow. And would you recommend it so far?
Oh, it's great. If you're a nosy parker like me to a prurie.
Everyone's a nosy.
Who isn't?
Yeah, exactly. You can divide the world into people who admit it and the people who deny
medical
it.
Medical records, the lot.
Brilliant. What's it called?
Erotic Vagrancy. This
That's
is what
a great
Pope
title.
John the 20th. This is what Pope John the 23rd. It's a quote from him.
Great.
You know, their sinful life, you know, of promiscuity and adultery.
John Cooper Clark. John, it has been a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us.
Fantastic.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.